So is the city of San Francisco or Atlanta or Houston or Chicago or New York, are they planning to take any steps to try to figure this out? I mean, because this is a federal jurisdiction, the government has the right to put these agents into place. Mm-hmm. These are already police departments that are not cooperating with the federal government. So what happens here?
I think what we've seen up until this point is that when local mayors get involved and they don't like the enforcement tactics of the administration, they make a real effort to let people know so that they don't come outside. And it's important to point out in this case, you know, we talked about all those capabilities that the BORTAC agents have, but a lot of them they won't be able to use because unlike their typical work, in this case, they're enforcing civil immigration infractions. So that means they don't have the legal ability to break into someone's home or force their way into their place of work to try to arrest them. They're still very much going to be limited. And so local governments and all, you know, mayors of places like San Francisco and also immigrant advocacy groups have gone a long way to try to educate the undocumented about their rights as a way to try to diminish the success of an operation like this one.